the Jacksonville tape. Did you see the strides made that everybody else is talking about, or are you still critical?
I think so. I think we've made some improvements. I thought we communicated well. We executed, for the most part, pretty well. We just got to just stack games like that up.
Right. You've played with a lot of guys next to you over the last couple of years. What's it been like playing with Perry for the last game?
Obviously, he's a veteran guy, you know what I'm saying? So our communication is pretty easy.
Yeah.
Just, you know, simple word or sentence or a look, you know, kind of get things going in the right direction. So I'm just trying to help him make some of the calls, and he's done a great job so far.
You only gave up 344 last week. I had to be encouraged by that.
I mean, that's still a lot of yards, you know, looking at where we want to be. But it's obviously an improvement.
What's it like when you have had so many, you've had just waves of different guys coming in and out? It would seem like chemistry would be important between a Mike and a Will. Like, what's it been like having so many different guys?
Well, you just get to learn how to communicate with new guys and work with different people. And for the most part, you know, everybody wants to be on the same page. So that's important.
You guys are plus 8 in turnover margin. A lot of that is the offense not giving the ball away. But you guys being able to force turnovers, does that kind of mitigate some of the issues you guys have had defensively, that you guys are being able to be so in the positive in that aspect?
Yeah, I think it's given us obviously chances to win some games where you look at other statistics, you might say, okay, they shouldn't have a chance. But that's what the game's about. I mean, that's just us finding a way to compete. And, hopefully we stay after it that way.
Beyond just being a veteran, Perry, what does it say about him that he's able to just get inserted and, you know, signed off the street and then become a starter, not just a starter, but an immediate contributor?
I mean, he's obviously a good football player. You know, he has a lot of experience. He's a football guy. He must have been watching or doing something, you know, just to stay in tune with what we're doing, and obviously just picking up the coaching really fast. He's done a great job.
When a guy like that joins the team, do you make it an effort to kind of spend extra time around him just to kind of get to know him and kind of just, you know, kind of his tendencies on the field and just really be in sync with him?
Well, I've watched Perry, I mean, since I came in the league. I've seen his style of play and kind of some of the stuff he's done. So us being in the same room, you know, as far as linebackers go, we're going to have a lot of time to communicate and talk about how we're going to play things and how we see things. So, yeah, we've spent some time together. Obviously, you know, he's got a relationship with Bruce, which I also have. But it's been good for us. He's definitely helped us.
I know it's only Tuesday. Has anything jumped on it on looking at initial cutups of Tampa Bay?
You see how Jaquizz has played the past couple of weeks. And, you know, he's a guy I've seen play for quite some time now. And obviously, the quarterback is very talented. They got some big targets, so we're gonna have our hands full on Sunday.
What are your impressions just of Winston?
He throws the ball really well. He makes some pretty good decisions. Obviously, you know, he's a little bit kind of aggressive with his decision making at certain times, but he wants to give his team a chance to win. You can definitely see that in his play.
Over those first couple of weeks, I know that you're a big student of the game. Jack always says that you're in your iPad as much or more than anybody. To not have that defense kind of be fitting right early on, was that frustrating for you, and is it encouraging to see it at least improve?
It's definitely frustrating because you come into the year with all these aspirations and things you want to do, and when it doesn't go your way, you kind of just have to stay after it, keep putting the work in, and know that it's not going to be wasted. And hopefully we're making those strides to make those improvements, and they will show. On Sunday.
Still, after all that, you're still 5-2 and able to do that. That must make it easier on you.
Absolutely. Our team has done a great job of competing in all our games, and we just got to keep doing that, and everything will be fine.
Obviously, a different vibe this week. Do you enjoy this thing? Is there a different team bonding and kind of get the guys together?
Definitely. I think as far as team bonding goes, this is a great experience for us. You know, it's better than camp because, you know, we're not fighting for jobs and right. Stuff like that. You know, this is our group. This is who we're going to go into the game with. And just got to get ready to play.
Like, big group dinners and stuff? Like, plans all week?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be some stuff like that.